is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
This is Real Women, Movies Worth Talking About, with Judy Rebick and Kathy Bond.
What's your confession, Judy?
Well, I have two confessions today. Well, one is that we're talking about Velcro Ripper's film Scared Sacred. I'm really good friends with Velcro Ripper, yeah. So I have to put that right out front.
Yeah. You should talk about that one first, then, since okay. That's obviously your pick.
Okay. Yeah, that's my pick. And I saw this film a year ago at a conference I go to called Media That Matters, and Velcro was there. And I was so moved by the film that I couldn't talk after. And like that never happens to me. And at the end of it, you know, it was mostly filmmakers there last year. And so they were all discussing, you know, how did he do this and how did he do that? And I couldn't talk, so I left. And when I came back, and then I thought, well, I got to tell him how I feel. So I did. And that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Well, why did I find the movie so moving? And I thought about it because I've seen it twice since then. I think it's because what he's done in that film that is two things that I think's amazing. One is he does a film about, basically it's a film about going to what he calls the ground zeros of the world. Mm-hmm. That is the places of catastrophe to find stories of hope, which he does. And he finds stories of hope among ordinary people, which I think is the most powerful thing about the film, is that we see the struggles of ordinary people in these places, we identify with them, and in a world where the news presents these catastrophes as happening to others, we see that, in fact, the people it happens to. And then the second reason I found it moving was, and this is a personal thing, was the Arab-Israeli story. Because when I was there in Israel-Palestine, I'm Jewish, I found a number of Palestinians who had risen above, if you want, who didn't have hate in their hearts. But I found no Israelis without hate in their hearts. And he found this amazing Israeli couple, and as a man who was a parent, lost a child, a 14-year-old child in a suicide bombing, and started this Parents of the Bereaved. There was also a Palestinian woman. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, I couldn't find a single Israeli like that, except people on the far left who had an ideological reason to be that. So that was very moving for me as a Jew to see that there are people who are not buying into the hatred.
Yeah, well,
and the racism.
For me, that movie was unbelievable. I just watched it yesterday.